You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope this was a fantastic week for everyone, and that more than anything, we found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is our opportunity to talk directly with Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. And it's through prayer that we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it, letting us live in peace without worries, fears, or stress. Our topic for today is being honest with ourselves. Also, I will be speaking with Eric Hoag, the president of Colorado Christian University. And of course, I'll be playing some of my music and we'll be talking about prayer. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we will get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was, the Lord does hear our prayers. And that as long as we pray properly, letting the Lord know how much we love Him, how grateful we are for all we have, pray often and with respect, the Lord not only hears our prayers, but He responds through the words and actions of others. On today's show, our topic is being honest with ourselves. We've all had moments of fantasizing about what life would be like if we were a millionaire, a celebrity, or a famous athlete. That's perfectly normal. But when we live our lives pretending that we are something other than who we really are, we are not being honest with ourselves. These people are easy to spot. We're at a party, and Lucy is nearly destitute. Her family and friends know it, but she still insists on wearing her expensive jewelry to show how wealthy she is. At the same party is Frank, who is boasting about the big deal he is going to close very soon. Yet everyone knows he's been out of work for quite a while because he hasn't made any sales and the company let him go. We all know someone like Lucy and Frank, but what we have to be careful of is that we never act that way. As Christians, we must be grateful for all we have and what the Lord has blessed us with. Living in a false world with the need to impress others is not the Christian way, and it does not please our Lord. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool. This Bible verse tells us that our integrity is what matters and not what we pretend to be. Being honest with ourselves is accepting who we are, what we are, with all the good and the bad, because no one is perfect and no one lives the perfect life. If we choose to be Christian, then we must accept ourselves as God made us. Understanding the need of being honest with ourselves is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is being honest with ourselves. There is no benefit when we pretend to be something we are not, but there are those who do it. The reason is they are generally very insecure, and by pretending to be someone they are not, lets them live in a fantasy world, allowing them to escape from their unwanted reality. Unfortunately, it only makes things worse. No matter what we are faced with, the Lord is there to help and wants us to live our lives by being honest with ourselves at all times. The first song I'm going to play today is a plea to our Lord about the world we live in. When I wrote this song, I thought about how so many people have abandoned our Lord, and as a result, we have so much more violence, hatred, and greed. The song is called, Help Me, Lord, to Understand, and that is what I ask Jesus in this song. please listen now to my song, Help Me, Lord, to Understand.
I see the world, so much has changed. A bloodless love with many a strange, so much hate. And things feel strange. I look around and see such greed. People want more, forgetting those in need. So many are cruel. They just want to succeed. But I try to keep an open mind. I pray to you to help me find a place where I can follow.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show. Your profit.
Now I would like to introduce Eric Hoag, the president of Colorado Christian University in Lakewood, Colorado. Hi, Eric. How are you today?
All right. I'm doing fine. Thank you. Good to spend some time with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Why don't we start by you sharing your journey and explaining how it led you to where you are today?
You know, it's a patchwork of design. I'm 62 years old. There's a 32-year media background, but ultimately a church kid that always admired education. My dad was a blue-collar worker, and he always told me, be a leader and not a follower. Get out there and earn it. And so education was always woven in my tapestry, even in my media years. And so I might say that I've been after this position for about 42 years, and it's the capstone at age 62 on pouring everything out. But it's been in my DNA, Art, and that's God's fault and his glory at the same time if I'm obedient.
Amen to that, right? Well, yes. I love how you say CCU offers a world-class Christian education that transforms students to impact the world with grace and truth. Tell us about CCU.
Well, I'm going to hang on two words, grace and truth. It's the grace of Jesus Christ. That is his work and the gift to me, his atonement. But it's a gritty grace. We believe in a gritty grace. It's not sloppy agape. The effort that Jesus put forth to walk to Calvary was gritty. And so a gritty grace. Grace, but gritty, real. And then two, truth. We have too many truths that are lied about and lies that are truth about today. And so we focus on truth, fact, over fiction. We want our students to know the truth, represent the truth, and lead in the truth. And so those two key words are pivotal.
That's a good message. Well, Eric, as president of a highly successful university, what do you see as the biggest challenges young people face today when choosing the right college to attend, especially a Christian college?
Well, I think it's student accessibility and student affordability. Accessibility, number one. I mean, you should choose a school where you believe it's going to make you work toward what you want to achieve, you know, create some passion and desire and persistence in you.
Right.
So your first 2 years, you're going to get your general education so you can do the liberal arts and the humanities. But once you become specific, students must look at the value and make a right choice for what they want to do with their education. And number two, stay away from those loans. And that's a little bit of our fault. We need to price the university affordably and offer scholarships that are real dollars and meet the demand of students when they graduate to have low debt where they're nimble and they can go at the moment God calls them to go.
Mm. Well, Eric, with so many colleges to choose from, what makes CCU stand out from other universities?
Number one, we're Christian and we mean it unapologetically, unashamed. We are Christ-like. We are Christ-centered. Number two, we're evangelical. We share the gospel. We share the light. We winsomely evangelize the world around us. And number three, we're conservative. Mr. President, do you use conservative in your marketing? Yes, we are a conservative Christian evangelical university at CCU.
Excellent. Well, how can we find more information about Eric Hoag and Colorado Christian University?
One-stop shop, ccu.edu. You can find everything you want to find out about me. I'm an open book on the president's page. But when you go to the general webpage, you'll understand a little bit more about CCU Academy. That's for our high school students and dual credit. Mm-hmm. You'll understand more about our traditional residential campus for undergrad and our online, which is around the world with nearly 12,500 students. So ccu.edu, all you need to know about Colorado Christian University.
Very good. So that was ccu.edu. And once again, you were listening to Eric Hoag, the president of Colorado Christian University. And I want to thank you, Eric, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God. Our topic today is being honest with ourselves. When we are faced with something about ourselves that we are unhappy about, perhaps dealing with a problem or a life-changing situation that is a turn for the worse, rather than live in denial and pretending as if nothing has changed, we can do the one thing that will make it better. Pray. Pray to Jesus and share with him how we are feeling and why. If we lost our job and we feel embarrassed, unable to let people know, so we're pretending we're still working, pray to Jesus and share with him how we feel and ask for his strength to help us face our situation realistically and for his guidance to get us through it. Being honest with ourselves is how the Lord wants all of us to act. So through prayer, He will help us get through whatever we are dealing with. And no matter how things may seem, remember that we are still blessed with many gifts from our Lord. When we pray, start by letting Jesus know how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. Remember to pray for others and their needs before we pray for our own. And finally, when we do pray for ourselves, share with Jesus exactly how we are feeling and what we need Him to do for us. Don't just pray on it once, but as often as we can. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and share with Him whatever difficulties we are facing and ask Him for His help. There is nothing we can't tell Jesus through prayer. Just remember to be patient with whatever we ask Him for, because the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. Understanding how prayer is there anytime we wish is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play shares the feelings I had in 2010 when I first found Jesus, such as doubts, confusion, and uncertainty. Please listen now to my song, Here I Am.
Never want to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day I pray, even if it's just to thank you for today. So many struggles, tell me why, oh God.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, being honest with ourselves, we should always love ourselves for who we are and never feel ashamed or embarrassed about something we are unhappy with. Jesus is there for all of us 24/7, and no matter what we are troubled with, pray to Jesus, share it with Him, and let Him give us the strength and guidance to get through it. Be honest with ourselves is how the Lord wants all of us to be, for He made us for who we are, and that should be all that matters. And finally, please listen to my song, Love Them as God Loves You.
Why is the world so full of hate? Why is the world so full of fear? Do unto others as you'd have them.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Add Life to Your Days. You can't add days to your life, but you can add life to your days. This quote is a powerful reminder to focus on the quality of time we have rather than the quantity. Every moment is an opportunity to embrace joy, pursue passions, and connect deeply with others. It encourages us to live intentionally, finding meaning in even the simplest of experiences. While we may not control the length of our journey, we can fill it with love, laughter, and purpose, creating a life that feels rich and fulfilling. It's not about counting the days, but about making every day count. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Eric Hoag. And if you'd like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.